My Taste with Bibendum Wine. Demystifying wine, one sip at a time.
Hello from Nigel Williams and welcome to our programme that shares a passion for food and drink with chefs, wine experts and restaurant owners. Today we have an extraordinary story from Martin Morales. After running iTunes across Europe and heading up Disney Music amongst others, he gave it all up to follow his passion for Peruvian food by founding restaurants Ceviche and Andina. Martin, welcome. So you gave it all up, a successful career in the music business, to go into the risky world of restaurants. That must have taken, if you pardon the expression, some cojones.
Yes, I speak Spanish as well. well, you know, I've always been a fan of following your true passion. I worked with Steve Jobs at Apple, and he always said, you know, hire true believers, you know, do what you love, and trust that the dots will join up in the future. So I've always been quite independent thinker, quite creative, always loved food, always loved music and the arts. And now I'm just combining that, whether it, you know, it doesn't matter if I worked in music or in TV or in entertainment before, you know, I just really have a passion for cooking Peruvian food. And that's what I decided to do 5 years ago.
So your mum was Peruvian, your dad was English. You started cooking about the age of 11. So mum was teaching you in the kitchen?
Yes and no. I mean, we lived in Lima. My family come from the Andes, from a village high up in the Andes, about 18 hours dirt track from the nearest city, a village called Santiago de Chuco, which was famous for the great Peruvian poet Cesar Vallejo, who is a distant uncle of ours, And I always had that passion for cooking from a very, very early age. Mum was a great cook, but even more so were my grandmother from that village, who used to send me parcels of wonderful ingredients like quinoa and maca and amaranth and all these superfoods, which are now fashionable. We've been having those for years, and she used to send me those. So they are, and she was a great inspiration, particularly for my restaurant Andina. But I guess the first influence was my great aunts Carmela and Otilia, who lived in Lima. And they were my grandmother's, Mamita Nati was my grandmother, my grandmother's sisters. So I used to visit them every weekend, and my parents would drop me off there, and I would stay with them for the weekend, and I would sit in the kitchen, you know, taking the little stones out the rice and, you know, peeling the pods, you know, taking the peas out the pods and just kind of doing those small kind of cooking chores.
And I think it was the Evening Standard in London that called you like the ambassador of Peruvian food for us. As a businessman, you must have been sitting at that job at Disney Music thinking, there is a business in this Peruvian thing because nobody else is doing it.
There is also madness in wanting to do it at the time. It was a little bit about finding the gap in the market, of course, but it was even more so that I said to myself, what do you actually love? You know, what do you want to spend the rest of your life doing? Do you want to chase, pop stars? Do you want to kind of do TV? Do you want to kind of be a businessman? Or do you want to cook? Or do you want to just be filled with food and the love and passion from your own country? And that's what I chose. That's what I wanted to do. And I just said, look, you know, I've reached the highest that I can reach in the music industry in a certain way. You know, I wasn't earning a great deal of money, but compared to the big, big guys. But it was tough enough and difficult enough. And it's a wonderful industry, the music industry. I love music with a passion. But food and cooking would take me even more to my roots.
Let's talk about how on earth you actually managed to then start up a business as a restaurateur. So they are somebody who's worked in the music business and online business, and then suddenly you're saying you want to be a restaurateur. Did you find it difficult to get backers for that, Martin?
It was incredibly tough. At the time, it's the middle of 2010. Nobody wanted to invest in anything, frankly, let alone in a restaurant, buy a new chef, a new restaurateur, and with this cuisine called Peruvian food. When I spoke to people I didn't know, or tried to kind of pitch to backers, they said, well, where is this cuisine? Where is Peru? They didn't even know. They never even heard of it. They never even heard of ceviche or pisco sours. And I just kind of said, look, what I started to do was to do supper clubs at my house, pop-up restaurants, and then inviting people and just letting the food talk for itself and the dishes that we were creating. And we had a lot of fun with that. And through that process, we gained a lot of fans, people that would follow my Twitter at Martin Ceviche, would follow my blog, which then became a website. And through that, you know, just sheer relentless passion and just sort of wanting to, you know, desperately get people excited about this cuisine, people started to come forward. Then came a huge, you know, very difficult moment for me and my family. We said, look, we really do want to do this. We do believe in this. So let's go for it. You know, this is the moment to do it. So I sold my house and put everything on the line. And it was at that point that my previous boss at Apple and Disney and DMI and all the people I've worked for, they sort of thought, blimey, this guy is serious and he's done very well for us. So some of them became our backers, and here we are today.
And you're okay now, though? You've got somewhere to live?
Yeah, you know, we're fine. I mean, my wife and kids are very happy, and they're just happy kind of being part of the work that we do. You know, being in the hospitality industry, having, you know, working in restaurants, it's a wonderful thing. The people involved in restaurants are very, very different. They're very different animals to people involved in TV and music and even finance. There are great things in all sectors, but I'm particularly enjoying the hospitality industry, because it's a people's business. It's a fun business.
So for the uninitiated, if somebody said, right, I know absolutely nothing about Peruvian food, how would you sell it to me?
I think it's one of the world's greatest fusion foods. It's one of the cuisines with the greatest flavors. And, you know, it comes from a heritage of pre-Inca and indigenous cuisine. And in the last 500 years, a migration of Spanish, Italian, Chinese and Japanese people have all come to Peru and left their mark. And they're all Peruvians as well. So there's influences from all over the world. So when you come to ceviche or you come to Andina, you just kind of get an array of dishes and you just think, wow, all these new flavors with new ingredients. Many of them are superfoods. Many of them are just never been to this country before. And people are blown away. So that's kind of what Peruvian food is all about.
How have these sort of old guard, I mean, sort of like traditional French cuisine folk received your food, Martin?
Well, when I first started talking to people and presenting my dishes to people in 2010, actually, they were really open to this idea. I mean, I spoke to some of the top chefs and they were like, what is this? This is just great. They kept saying the word fresh, you know, and healthy. So that was really fantastic. And that's what Peruvian food, and particularly the food that I make and my team make, is characterized by. Fresh and healthy food. And then fantastic flavors. But I think, I know that some of the top chefs in the world are just discovering Peruvian food. Many of them are going to Peru just to find out what's going on. So Lima, the capital city, is just thriving with great restaurants. So are other cities around Peru and other areas. And the great unknown is the Amazon. You know, there are some incredible ingredients that no one's really tried. We've started to cook dishes with them since we opened Ceviche in Soho 3 years ago. And once again, with our new restaurant, Ceviche in Old Street, we're kind of really experimenting with new ingredients from the Andes and the Amazon and the coast.
So it's on the up and up. And as you just mentioned there, a new project, which I believe is absolutely huge. So this is Ceviche on Old Street, which is this is where all our internet billionaires are.
Yeah, we're just up the road from Old Street roundabout, just off City Road going towards Angel. And this is, for me, a realization of a really true dream. I mean, I always wanted everything to be on one floor. So you walk in, you have your ceviche bar right in front of you, the guys making the ceviche in front of you, the freshest in the world. And then you've got a fantastic grill area. There's almost like a DJ booth for the guy making the skewers and the grilled meats. And then on the left-hand side, you have this wonderful Pisco bar. Pisco is our Peruvian spirit, and we made this great cocktail called the Pisco Sour. And we have craft beers as well from Latin America and Peru. And encapsulating this wonderful building is a Peruvian art gallery. So 50 of the top Peruvian contemporary artists are exhibiting with us. We have a permanent revolving collection. And then twice a year, we'll do some solo exhibitions. This is also in a building that was built in 1898 by Sir Thomas Lipton. It's called the Alexandra Trust Dining Room. So it's got phenomenal restaurant heritage. And he built it to feed people of East London. So we've taken on this building. We're restoring it to its former glory. It will look, in a way, like a cool Victorian pub, but with this amazing sort of contemporary Peruvian art just juxtaposed all over the place.
Let's have a look into kind of thing you'll do in your downtime. Where would you like to go out and have that, you know, regular meal, your local restaurant that you like to visit, Martin?
Oh, blimey. I've got so many, to be honest. I mean, I live in West London, but I spend most of my time all over London, working with different chefs around London, as well as in Soho and in Shoreditch, where our two restaurants are. If I'm in West London, I love to go to Riva. It's a very old classic restaurant, as you probably heard, probably know. Classic Italian restaurant in Barnes. I love Corabuto, which is in Marble Arch. Rotorino is my favourite. Stevie Pahl is a superstar chef that I love to bits. Rotorino is in Dalston. And another favourite is Pizarro in Bermondsey. Jose has been a fan of Ceviche and Andine and my work since before we opened. So I owe him, and he is just a great, great Spanish chef. There's other restaurants that I really like Tozzino on Maltby Street. Just super cute, really nice place. And I'm just always on the lookout for great new chefs that inspire me and can sort of also be part of this new wave of cuisine like we are pioneering.
Martin, tell us about getting out of London. What would you like to go and see in the sticks, as Londoners would say? Where would you choose for an out-of-town restaurant?
It depends what you mean by out-of-town. I mean, if you mean in the UK, there's a great, great restaurant called the Ethicurian in near Bristol. Just really fantastic ingredients, locally sourced. And the guys involved in that, Matthew, Ian, Jack and Paola, just love what they do just create their own dishes just from whatever is sourced locally. I love that place. But again, it depends what you say from out of town. If you're talking out of town, hey, I can take you to Colombia or I can take you to Peru. In Colombia, there's a phenomenal restaurant in a village called Chía, just outside Bogota. It's called Andrés Carne de Res. It's a real hidden secret. I really recommend that. And in Lima, in Peru, there's so much choice. I love this restaurant called El Mercado by a great chef called Rafael Osterling. I go there all the time and I take everyone. Every single time, it's a smash. Every dish is just delicious. Such an inspiration.
Within food circles, the signature dish often comes up. What would you say your signature dish is, Martin?
Well, the national dish of Peru is the ceviche. We've got a dish called Don Ceviche that we created actually in our first supper club in our pop-up restaurants, and it's still a much-loved dish. It's a sea bass, freshly caught sea bass with lime juice, chili, and something we call tiger's milk. That's the marinade we make to make the ceviche. There's some onion, and there's some sweet potato, and there's an Amarillo chili that we use. That's native to Peru. A lot of the ingredients that we use are native to Peru. They're very carefully selected, sustainable and organic ingredients that we use. And it's just really zesty and fresh.
Can we talk about drinks? So when you're in Peru, you've already mentioned a spirit. What might one be drinking?
I mentioned pisco. Pisco is a Peruvian spirit made from pure grapes. It's like a fortified wine. There's also, and it's wonderful because there's a variety of grapes that we use to make pisco, 8 different types of grapes. The cocktails we make with those are just delicious. We also have a drink called chicha. It's like a fermented corn drink. It's the roots of drink, you know. It's like a home brew. They have that across the whole of the Andes, but it's great for drinking, great for cooking with. And our wines are coming up bit by bit. There are a few lovely wines in Peru that are also coming through. There's a story to tell here, though. You know, 400 years ago, Peru was actually making some great wines, and they were sending them back to the crown, to Spain. What was happening, though, is that they were undercutting the Spanish, and also the quality was better than what they had in Spain at the time. So the Spanish crown got a little bit upset about that and started heavily taxing the Peruvian wines that were coming through at the time. And that's how Pisco really emerged. They said, well, OK, we'll make this fortified wine, this kind of light and luxurious spirit that's 40%. And that's how Pisco really started growing.
So we're seeing a resurgence in the winemaking industry. So what kind of things should we be looking out for if we do see a Peruvian wine?
Well, I think there's some great reds and whites. There's not really any rosés at the moment. There's a company called Picasso that's doing some great wines. I think you should look out for. But it's just, I think the biggest emergence is in Pisco. I think it's still a concentration of great small distilleries, as well as some big ones, such as Viejo Tonel, such as 1615, such as Cuatro Gallos and Portón as well, that's coming through. So I think you should look out for those. It's a great, great drink.
Sounds like something that we should be sampling very soon. Okay, let's get you into choosing a wine for us, Martin. When it comes to the grape, it's Sauvignon Blanc. Why would you go for that grape in particular?
Well, a lot of our key dishes have an acidity to them. I mentioned ceviche before that. Freshly squeezed limes, different types of chilies, and raw fish, or even raw vegetables. And I think this wine goes perfectly with that. It kind of really complements those flavours, as well as keeping the body and the personality of the wine in there. So it doesn't sort of fight. It sort of just holds the hand of that dish. And it's just very smooth and delicious in that way.
Now, we don't have a Peruvian. We have a Chilean, Valdivieso, 2012, single vineyard. Let's have a little taste and see what you think.
Mm. Yeah, that's lovely. That's really, really lovely. I mean, it's... We're Latin American, we're all brothers. So, you know, Chile, Peru, Colombia, Brazil, we're all in the same family. But the spectacular growth of Chilean wines has been fantastic to watch and fantastic to be part of and savour. In our restaurants, we serve Chilean wines. This is a really, really great wine. It's really smooth. Chilled to perfection is just perfect accompaniment to a ceviche and any sort of fish and acidic kind of dish as well. And even any sort of fish with a creamy kind of texture to it as well. I really enjoying this.
That really does have a lovely freshness to it. It's no wonder they've picked up awards for the single vineyard wine. So zesty, the grapefruit flavours in there, but doesn't have, sometimes on the downside for me with Sauvignon Blanc, is it has that acidity that's on the back of the throat that can be a little bit annoying, particularly on the second glass.
Well, I think it depends on the quality. You know, there's different qualities everywhere. I think this Valdivieso doesn't do that at all. It's as I said, it really just dances around your palate without kind of making it too spiky. It touches different touch points in terms of your taste buds, which is also really interesting. So I do think it's got tons of personalities without being an absolute show off.
So you're saying you're all brothers in Latin America, and that's lovely. But when do you think the Peruvian wines will be up to the standard?
I really hope that that our winemakers are able to export and are able to create wines that can compete in the world. It's tough because there are so many great wines now and there's so many masters everywhere. But I think through our cuisine, we're showing what we can do there. And wines, Pisco and other ingredients are also coming through bit by bit. You think of the chocolate and the coffee that we have, not just the quinoa and not just the ceviches. So look out for those.
I will do. Now, I've got a final question for you, Martin, which will probably be the most difficult. I've been listening to your passion for Peru all throughout this interview. So where is home? Is it Peru or is it in the UK, particularly London?
Oh, gosh, that is a difficult question. No, I mean, home is where you lay your hat. And I've laid my hat in West London. But again, home is also in where your workplace is. So I consider my team part of my family. I've got some phenomenal chefs working with us. Husvedad, executive chef, George Bamhauer, who's just leading the kitchen in Ceviche Old Street, Danielle and Vito, who's just joined us recently at Andina. He's just rocking it. So, you know, it's just great having a family. Raquel, Miguel, and the rest of the team are just really fantastic. My mum, my brothers, my sisters, they're all in Peru, so I see them twice a year, and I really enjoy when I see them. You know, when you stop seeing someone for a long time and then you see them again, it makes that moment even more special. That sort of happens in a restaurant with the people that meeting each other and coming for reunions, and it also happens with me and my mum and my brothers when I see them twice a year. So I've got various homes, I guess.
Martin, keep the passion. Thank you very much.
My Taste with Bibendum Wine. Find out more about the flavours you like and discover something new by downloading Bibendum's free app. Search Plonk in your app store.